Okay, so let's take up the Gemara on Mem Aleph. Let's mission us on Mem on Beis and Pesachim. Okay. Okay, let's take a, go ahead. Who wants to read the mission? Let's just start this in the middle of the mission. Ein Mevashim. Okay, so you can't cook the, you can't be Mevashel, the Pesach, in Mashkin or Meperos. Right, what's the difference between Mashkin and Meperos? Nothing. Okay, mean the Mashkin, we said what the, who is it over there? The Yachin Boaz says Mashkin means the seven, means the Mashkin of Peros and Matame. And Meperos just means any other juices. Okay, but basically in a liquid medium. Right? Because the Mishnah doesn't mention water. Why does the Mishnah not mention water? Because the pasuk says water already. Okay. Huh? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. So what does Rashi say? Ein mevashlin. He didn't do Rashi's?
Yeah.
He did Rashi's too. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so what is Rashi telling you? What's the chiddush of Rashi? Right? Play the Rashi game still? Okay, still play the Rashi game? No. What's his question? Mars? You know what I'm talking about? Okay.
We had the Ashkenazi prince. Why isn't the question just what's the source of
Father and Rama?
No, he's telling you something important here.
The reed boy?
What's he telling you? There you go. That it's not an issur of cooking. It's not an, Rashi wants to tell you, it's not an issur of cooking. It's an issur of eating mevushal. All right, plain shav, you read the Mishnah. It says, ein mevashlin. Right? But it's not an iser bishul. It's not like basar b'cholov where you get malchus for cooking, right? The reason why you can't cook it is because the pasuk says al tochlu, right? It's staring you right in the face, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the iser is because of the you can't cook it because then you won't have the carbon pet, the mitzvah, you won't be able to perform the mitzvah. Go ahead. Well, you'll be over the love of tochlo. All right. So anyway, lo mashkin. Afal gav tchsiv b'mayim v'time for shmigor. Fine. That's what we're going to get to. Go ahead. Matbilin. Okay. So what's sochin? That means like smearing it, right? B'shas tzliyaso. So while it's roasting, you're basting it. Right? You baste it. That's okay. And what else? And you can dip it. That's when you eat it. Yeah. Okay, so what's the chiddush over there? Sli. I guess you're saying kiyum sliyesh doesn't mean with nothing else. Right? Doesn't mean alone. And sochin is a chiddush, right? Even though there's something involved in the, even though you're adding something to it while you're doing the tzli, that's not a problem of mevushal. Okay, let's see. Let's take the Gemara.
What about the dipping?
The dipping apparently is, of course, you might think that it says that you have to eat it tzliyesh. Maybe it means you have to eat it alone. I mean, al matzos v'marom yochlu, but maybe you have to eat it. Alone, I'm not sure. Anyway, go ahead. All right, so let's get the psukim first, right? Let's get straight what's going on here. Okay, so there are two psukim in this sugya, right? In Shmos Yud Beis. The ochlu es habasar balayla hazeh, tzli eish umatzos am roram yochlu. So the first pasuk is in Aseh. And you will eat the. They will eat the Pesach. They'll eat the Basar on this night, meaning Tesvav, right? And how do you eat the Basar that night? tzli eish umatzo samro milchlu. You have to eat it tzli eish. That's the assay, right? And then it says al tochlu mimenu no. Don't eat it undercooked. Uvoshel, or under roasted, really. Uvoshel mevushal b'mayim, or cooked in water. Okay, so that's a lav. Ki im tzliyesh. Only tzliyesh. Rosho al kirov v'al kirbo. Okay, its head on its, what is it, legs and its innards. Yeah. Anyhow, so it's an interesting, I mean, just in terms of the setup of the mitzvah, it's a little unusual, no? A little bit unusual. You have an assay of how to eat it, tzliyesh, right? And then you have a lav on two particular forms of not doing the mitzvah, right? As normally, it's a little bit unusual. I have to think, we have to, it comes up. But, in other words, normally you have a mitzvah to do, you have a mitzvah to say, and it tells you how to be yotzi the mitzvah to say, and if you don't do it, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, right? Well, there'll be a lav, since simply a lav. But here you have an asay, tzliyesh, and then if you eat it boiled or undercooked, then it's a specific lav. And what if you ate it raw? You didn't have tzliyesh, right? There are gaps. It's like an interesting thing, a couple of gaps. You have the assay, the right way to do it. Then you have lots of wrong ways to do it, but some of those wrong ways are particular lavin. Right? We'll see. That's what this Gemara is exploring. This not at this juncture that we're in right now, but ultimately that's what the Gemara takes up all these problems. So for right now, the Gemara is focusing on the bishul aspect. Correct? So it says one of the particular lavin that is singled out in the failure to be yotze the mitzvah say is uvoshel mevushal b'mayim, cooked in water. Okay? But the Mishnah says mashkin. And by the way, Rashi is also explaining that the Mishnah is talking about ways to be over the lav. Right? The lav per se. Go ahead. Tanaro vanan b'mayim. Mayor. Okay, so Tanaro vanan b'mayim. Uvoshel mevushel b'mayim. Rashi says, so I only know that you can't cook the Pesach in water. What about other liquids? Go ahead. So where do you get other liquids? From a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Well, explain to me the kal v'chomer.
Just like other.
What's mafig in time on Rashi? So let's get that carefully. Shenosnin. Let's put in our. Let's fill in the antecedents over here, right? Shenosnin bo. Tam shelohem. So what's the bow and shelohem?
The bow is the selling.
Shenosnin bow that the mashkin give to the meat, right, their tam. All right? So what's the kal v'chomer? If, how's it go? Mamayim. So what does it mean, mafigin taman, though? What does that mean, literally? Anybody know?
Imparting flavor? Doesn't it mean imparting its flavor?
No. Mafigin taman. Whose tam is mafigin taman? What does that mean?
Flavor's touch?
flavor is coming in.
So mafigin tamon means their tam becomes diluted. Right? Their tam becomes weakened. So Rashi's explaining, ma mayim, that what? She'in mafigin tamon asurin. Shar mashkin she mafigin tamon lo kol shekin. It's a strange statement. See Rabbeinu Chananel, he has it reversed a little bit. He says, "Ein li ela b'mayim shar mashkin minayin omer kal v'chomer uma mayim she'ein mafigin tam habosar." See, he has it the other way. If water doesn't dilute the taste of the basar, then certainly shar mashkin shem afigin ta'amo shel basar, that they alter the taste of the basar. But our Gemara doesn't say ta'amo. Our Gemara says ta'amon. So that they themselves become changed. They themselves become diluted somehow. But anyway, so Rashi Nosnin Bo Tam Shalhen. That's what Rashi's calling Mafigin Tamon. I think the end result is basically the same. Whether you learn like Rashi or Ben Chanal, just Rashi's trying to work it out with the Lashon of the Gemara. What does it mean, Mafigin Tamon? Their Tam gets changed because it goes into the Basar. Okay. Anyhow, so what's the Kal V'chomer? Explain to me the Kal V'chomer. If Mayim, that doesn't alter any of the, it's not altered, or the Basar's not altered from it, if that's considered Asur, then Shar Mashkin, Lo Kol Shekein? He's saying it doesn't give a Tam. Rashi's learning Mafigin Tam means does it have a Tam to give. That's how he's learning. It's the same idea as the Rabbeinu Chananel, I think. It's just a question of learning which side is it coming from.
I mean, it's diluting itself to give it to the...
You can't, right. He's learning that if you have a juice or something, so since it's flavoring the meat, it means it's giving some of its tam away. So it's diluted somehow.
In other words, it's like... Change?
No. It's like, remember the Gemara we were doing last year in Chulin? The Gemara says if you drop something into a pot of boiling milk, for instance, it's mivla bola mifla lo poly. It absorbs without being poly. Right, so it's a question, how long does that phenomenon last for? But Rashi seems like he's learning at that point, the mayim, you can't say the mayim is mafigin tamon, but the juices is giving, it is mafigin tamon. But anyway, so what's the kal v'chomer? What's the kol shekein? It's a kol shekein from mayim. What's the kol shekein? The question is like this. Whenever you have a kal v'chomer, so they have to be in the same framework, right? It has to be, if a person can't lift this weight and he can't lift a heavier weight, it's in one inyan. What can he do? Can he lift the weight or not? So if I know he can't lift 100 pounds, then kal v'chomer, right? He can't lift 200 pounds. But so the question is over here, what's the kal v'chomer?
In terms of affecting the taste of the basar, if you're going to say that it's
so, basar, you're saying that bishul is asur without affecting either the taste of the basar or the medium that's being used, if even that is called a bishul,
all the more so something that's going to actually affect the.
But isn't that funny? I mean, but maybe it's dafka something that so you see, you don't need mafigin tam for bishul though, right? You don't need mafigin tam for bishul. If you would tell me something that's mafig tam a little bit is asur, then certainly if it's mafig tam a lot, okay, that I can understand. But you're telling me you don't need mafigin tam at all for bishul, so maybe mafigin tam has nothing to do with it. What's the kol shekein? Yeah. Right, okay, fine. So they're saying that my question really is a klutz kasha, because basically there's a process of, knows if there's a process of bishul where the two are not really affecting each other with mayim, but that's considered bishul. So mashkin has everything that mayim has plus Now, as if you're going to look at, if you're going to look at the bishul as a term, as an idea of changing the cheftza through a medium. So if it's considered mevushal b'mayim, where there's no change in terms of tam, just in terms of the joining together through the process alone, if joining together through the process alone is a bishul, then certainly when there's an effect of the process on each side, that's even more of a joining together through the process. Right? In other words, if you consider it a new thing when its qualities are not changed by the medium, then certainly when the qualities are even changed by the medium, it's going to be worse. Right? Okay, we can keep it like that. So that's the Kal v'Chomer. Go ahead. Let's go a little further. We'll come back to a little bit. V'Rabbana, what are we up to? Rebbe Omer. So that's the first way to go. That you learn Shar Mashkin from a Kal v'Chomer, from a Kol Shekin. Okay, so Rebbe doesn't like the Kol Shekin. Rebbe does not hold from this Kol Shekin. B-Mac, what's with Rebbe? Didn't go to the Culinary Academy.
Huh?
Rebbe didn't go to the Culinary Academy. So what does Rebbe say? He says, B'mayim. Ein li ela mayim shar mashkin minayin talmud lomar uvoshal mevushal. Rashi. So it's a riboy. Didn't have to say uvoshal mevushal. Just could have said umevushal, no umevushal. So what's uvoshal mevushal? Means cooked in anything. Mikol makom uvoshal mevushal b'mayim means the mayim is lavdafka. It's voshal mevushal. Okay, so my beinayah. So what if I would ask you before we get to the Gemara of my beinayah, what would you say? What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina between these sides over here? Just halachically, what's the nafkamina?
One was saying that the process of vishal itself was aser, and the other one was saying that just a certain state of meat is.
Okay. Let's go ahead. Let's see. Go ahead. What's the nafkamina? Rashi. Amai beinayu. Go ahead. Ike beinayu. No, I'm sorry. The Gemara. So what does that mean? Rashi. So that means you just put the meat into a pot without any water and you cook it, right? You put it on the fire, you put the meat into a pot on top of the fire. Go ahead. So there's no added liquid. It's just its own fat starts to liquefy. So it's going to start roasting in its own fat, right? Stewing its own juices, as they say. Right? Go ahead. So the one who learns it from a Kal v'Chomer, namely the Tanakama, over here is Mutter. But according to Rebbe, it's Mevushal. If you learn it from a Reboy, it's Mevushal. So that's what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara doesn't break it out. Who says what, right? So what do you say? So what's the difference if you learn it from a Kal v'Chomer or if you learn it from a Reboy? Why, if you learn it from a Kal v'Chomer, you would say it's not Chayev. And you learn it from a Reboy, you say it is Chayev. Yeah, Johnny?
You mean just like not so much, just like simply like...
Sure, simple is good.
If you're learning the Bishul is actually also, then it doesn't matter what it's cooking. As long as there's the same, the same setup as Bishul, then the Oscar. If you're saying it's a certain way of affecting the meat, then once you're not affecting the meat in the way that the process is stipulating, then it's fine.
So you're saying that's not totally that. When I hear you say that, if I was just listening to you, without any background, just hearing you say that, I would not be immediately clear to me which side is which. The way you're describing it, Bish. What were the two ways? cooking it anyway, affecting the meat. I don't know what that means exactly.
And what I'm missing the what I'm missing saying is that one side is only Bishol's Asr, the other side is Nachum's.
Well, everybody knows Bishol's Asr. Doesn't everybody know Bishol and Bishol?
But one side is saying it's not really Bishol, it just having a certain effect on meat.
What do you mean by that? Which side is that?
That's the Kal V'chomer side.
That's the Kal V'chomer side. And how does that come out from a Kal V'chomer? Halachically speaking, what are the two sides doing to the pasuk? Yeah, Yaakov, right? Mayim, exactly. In other words, if you're going to learn like the Rabbanon, so it's Kal V'chomer. What does Kal V'chomer mean? It means the pasuk is saying there are two elements here. Uvoshel, Mavushal, Bamayim. And all that they are doing is saying Mayim doesn't mean just Mayim. Okay? But they're never altering the Tzura of Bishul described by the Pasuk as what? The Basar in a medium. In other words, according to, if you're going to learn Kal V'chomer, it means to say that Uvoshel, the Bishul and the Mayim are intrinsically are elements in the Isser of the Pasuk. What are the elements in the Isser of the Pasuk? The meat and a medium that you're cooking it in. Pasuk says Mayim, but we don't really care but we don't really care. Right? Hold on, I got myself reversed. Okay, back it up. So right? I got it wrong. I got the size wrist. Nobody was listening. Okay, let's start over. What does Mayim mean according to the Rabbanan? What is necessary then? You need two things in order to have Bishul according to the Rabbanan. You need the Basar and what? Not Mayim, but what?
Outside,
exactly. Something else added to the Basar. Right? Uvoshal mevushal ba'mayim. So what does that mean? It means to say, now if you're going to take, in other words, if you learn the pasuk after the Kal V'chomer, so what do you have? It says, don't cook the meat in water. And after the Kal V'chomer means, don't cook the meat in anything else. Right? Uvoshal, the basar is the Pesach. And then Mayim is now representing anything else that you add in order to enable the cooking.
Right. So like, if you can find a way to cook the meat and not anything else, that'll do it. Right.
That's right. So, but that's the way the Rabbanim are learning. That's the way the Talmud was saying. Don't cook the meat in anything else. But it has to be an else. Right? It has to be an else, meaning an other. An outside element. Right? But according to Rebbe, his expansion of the pasuk is not in the direction of expanding the external element. His direction of expansion is not to say take Mayim and universalize it into anything else. His expansion is saying the riboy on uvoshal mevushal means what? In the Chefza alone, an effect in the Chefza. You understand? Don't affect the Chefza in the way of Bishul at all.
So what's B'mayim?
B'mayim? We don't know. It's a very good question. I'm sometimes a little bit bothered by it. We'll see. We'll have to see if we can answer that question. The Marsha just said, he wants to say it's just like the typical. Like a lot of times, Sarah just takes a typical case, but the Mayim itself is not important. We'll see. I think we might have an answer for that later. But anyway, so what's the nafkamina? If I can achieve the effect of Bishul in the Chefza without adding an outside element. You understand? That's Slikader. Right? That's Slikader. I'll have the Voshel Mevushel element, because the Chefza, according to Rebbe, will be changed. It will have the condition of Bishul, but it will not have what? It will not be via an outside element. And this is all very good technically, halachically speaking. In other words, I think it's important, you know, it's very important to see the how the Gemara is getting this, saying there's two elements in the Pasuk, Boshel and Bushel and Mayim. So literally speaking, the Isser in the Torah is only Bishel and Mayim. Now there's an expansion from Bishel and Mayim, but there are two approaches to the expansion. Either you universalize Mayim, but you can't universalize it beyond the essential category of something other than the meat, right? Or you say the mayim is not really necessary, it's just a description of how the busser becomes affected. The expansion is in terms of the cheftza itself. Don't condition the meat in a bishul manner. So then even in its own juices, but that's going to be the nafkamina, right? That's going to be the nafkamina. Okay, so Tosfos is important for a factual, factually speaking. So he's saying that this whole Gemara is only questioning the Malkus element, right? Like we were saying before, there are two elements in this pasuk. There's the Aseh and the Lav. So this Gemara is only questioning whether you'll be Chaya of Malkus for Bishul. Go ahead. Avalakuliyama. It's definitely Pasul. In other words, you're not going to be Yotze your Mitzvahs Pesach with this. Right, and there'll even be an Isser Aseh. V'nam v'isser Aseh nami isbe. There'll be an Isser Aseh. It's not like you know, is a person going to be mevatel the Aseh just by not eating the Pesach? That's not called an Isser Aseh. We'll have to get into that later. What's the difference between an Isser Aseh and just a Bitl Aseh? Right, but over here, if you would actually eat it like this, it would be an Isser Aseh. Okay, why? Dover Acherhu. Because this is called Tzli Machmas Dover Acher, and the Pasuk says it has to be Tzli Eish. So if you had it, this is called Tzli Machmas Dover Acher. Meaning to say there's another source of heat, because the Mayim, the Mashke from the Basar itself is going to heat up, and that's going to impart heat to the Basar. So that's called Tzli, that's not called Tzli Eish. Tzli Eish means the only source of the heat is the fire, not a medium. Okay, so it's not going to be the Isser of Bishul according to the Rabbanon, but it won't be Tzliyesh, right? He says it's just like the case the Gemara has, if the Korban Pesach drips onto the Cheres of the oven, right? Let's say it splatters up to the top of the roof and drips back down, so that juice got cooked not from the Eish but from the Cheres, right? But that's not Bishul because there's no other, it's not cooking in something else. It's just the heat of the Cheres is what cooked it. So if it falls back in, it's going to be a problem for that Pesach. Because that's a problem of Tzliyesh. That's a problem of not being Tzliyesh. Right? Okay. Go ahead. V'chein shar mashkin lo itzrich l'melef el l'nyim malkus. This whole issue is only a question of Malkus. Avol pshita d'lechol apachasika aseh. The key im sliyesh. Okay? That's very important to keep everything straight. The assay and the lav. Go ahead. Now here's the last part of Vim Toma. So Tosis is beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful Tosis. He shows you that what's the whole question here. The whole question here is not whether it's mutter or usser. It's definitely usser. Because it's not sliyesh. So the whole question is only malchus. Oh, but now you have a problem. Right? If it's malchus... So you can't get Malkus from a Kal V'Chomer. That's a general rule. So it's going to come out that there's no Nafkamina. Right? Go ahead. Right, that means you can't consider it being warned from a Kal V'Chomer. V'yesh Lomar. Interesting choices. Saying this is not really a Kal V'Chomer. Which side are we talking about? We're talking about the Mayim side, right? It's not a problem. Why? Go ahead.
I mean,
because
it's one. It's a new idea.
In other words, over here, the Kal V'Chomer is telling you that there is absolutely no difference between cooking in Mayim and cooking in Mashkin. There's no difference. They are exactly the same. That's what it's trying to tell you. It's trying to tell you what's the ikar of cooking, that you're using another meat, that you're using something else with your preparation. It's inconsequential what it is. It's taking even the most innocuous thing. Even mayim is considered cooking, because the essence of cooking is adding something to the Pesach to use in its preparation. So there's absolutely no shame in the mashke alone. It's not a shame of mayim. It's a shame of the process of bishul. Bishul means taking another ingredient that to enable your meat to be cooked. But by the arayos, for instance, that's a completely separate individual. It's a separate maisa. It's a separate iser. It's not the same. It's not the same. Over here, sometimes the kal v'chomer is including completely different objects or actions by inference, right? By inference. But over here, it's saying all of these actions are one, because the ikar is the process, not the medium. The ikar is the process itself, not the particular cheftza that you use. So it's taking dafka, the least effective, the one that has the least change, to show you that it's the process alone. Now, this is the giloy. He's saying it's megala. What's the ikar over here? The ikar over here is not that you're going to have water mixed in with your Pesach. The ikar is that there was a certain process of preparation via an added medium, right? The kal v'chomer is telling you how to read the pasuk itself, as opposed to the other case. It's not a pirush in how to read the pasuk. The daughter doesn't mean granddaughter doesn't mean daughter. That's not what it means. But it means if this is usher, then certainly that is usher. But it's not if mayim is usher, that is also usher as a separate thing. It means if mayim is usher, that means that it's only the process that we care about. Right? It's describing a stripped-down process to show you that it's the process itself is the ikar. It's not a matter of flavoring the meat or anything like that. Right? Right? Yeah, Jeremy? Yeah. No, it's a good problem. As Rashi does say shuri over here, right? Rashi says shuri. Rashi over here learns his mutter. He's going to have to differentiate between the cheres and this case. Yeah. See, this is entangled with another sugya, with a sugya that starts on the bottom of this daf. That Rashi happens to be of the opinion that ki im tzliyesh is a lav, and that if you would eat the Karban Pesach raw, for instance, you'd get malchus, because you violated ki im tzliyesh. So Rashi's going to be stuck over here. Rashi really holds, Rashi and Tosas disagree on this point. Tosas holds there's an Isser of Kiyim Sliyesh that you don't get Malkus for. It's just an Isser Asay. It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Is Kiyim Sliyesh another Asay, or is it a Lav? Well, hopefully we'll get to it. It's a big machlokas. But Rashi holds Kiyim Sliyesh is a Lav. It's called a Lav Shebeklolos. It's kolil every form of non-Sli. And he holds you would get malchus on it in certain circumstances. So it's going to have to come out. So Tosas, Rashi just can't learn pshat like Tosas, right? Because for him, kiyum tzliyesh itself would get malchus. So, right? So he's going to have to learn, it's an interesting question. He's going to have to learn that tzli keder, according to this, is really tzli. It really is tzli. Right? So what's the machlokas Rashi and Tosas on that? That's tough machlokas. No, it's basically, factually speaking, do you consider the cheres of the oven to be different from the own juices that come out of it? According to Tosas, no difference. If the thing is cooking in its juice, so the juice is contributing to the cooking, then it lacks in sliyesh. Just like if you took the meat and you pressed it against a hot piece of cheres. Right? And according to Rashi, you wouldn't say that. By the way, what do they roast it on? What kind of a spit? No. Anybody know? What?
The metal.
Wood. Because of this problem, they use wood.
So why, what would happen if it was metal?
And the metal would heat up and internally cook it.
Wood
doesn't transfer heat like that. Right, that's Ketzad Tzolom. That's the Mishnah in Ketzad Tzolom. They use wood in a wooden spit. Right. See, that's what the Gemara says. Ketzad Tzolom is Pesach, it's a Shvud Shel Rimon. So the Gemara says, V'nisni Shel Matches, why can't you use metal? Aydi D'cham Eksosocham Kulo. So once the outside of the metal gets hot, then the inside will get hot. V'kematvi Machves HaShvud, and the matches of the shvud itself will start cooking it. Rachmana mitzli eish, velo tzli machmas davar acher. Right, but Rashi apparently holds that once you have, even the juices, if you're going to say there's no problem of vashal mevushal, then the juices, there's no difference between the Pesach and the juices. I mean, it's all just part of the juices. The juices are part of it. The juices are not coming from, the cheres is an external thing. I don't know how you would do it though. You'd have to have what, like a wooden box, according to Rashi. You have to put it like in a wooden pot of some sort.
It's gonna burn.
Why does it have to be enclosed at all? It's just put over the fire.
No, but that's not slikader. Slikader means the juices are collecting in a pot.
You just gotta burn the wood. Are you serious?
On certain types of wood.
Unless you're saying it's shari just in terms of that aspect, but the pot would be a separate problem. But that's an interesting question. I mean, truthfully, why is Tosas right? I mean, why do you consider the mashkin that comes out of it like foreign to it? We don't consider it foreign to it in terms of, we don't call it like mayim, right? I mean, truthfully, Tosas is a little difficult. Because if it's dover acher, so then why isn't it like mayim? So it's not like mayim. We don't say it's not like you have two. How many ingredients do you have in that pot? One. Right? You just have your Pesach. Otherwise it would be like mayim. So we don't consider it like the Pesach and something else. It's not the Pesach and something else. If it was the Pesach and something else, then you'd have the Kal v'chomer of mayim. So it's just the Pesach. Pesach has a solid part and a liquid part, a solid form and liquid form. So what's the problem? Right? According to Rebbe, right? And it was according to Rebbe that you don't hold from... No, I'm sorry, the other way. According to the Rabbanan, who hold from the Kal v'chomer, right? So then if you put it in a pot, slikeder, and it's just its own juices that are coming out, so do you consider that a problem of kiyum sliyesh? Is Tosa saying the kiyum sliyesh is because of the liquid? Seems like it, right? Unless he's saying, it's not clear to me. Is Tosa saying that it's just going to be a problem because the liquid is going to be touching the pot? What's Tosa's problem? Is his problem that the liquid is going to be touching the pot, or that the Pesach in the liquid is considered Dover Acher? The Mayim is the... I mean, Plain Pshat is that it's its own juices, he's calling it Dover Acher in terms of Tzli, no? What's the Dover Acher for that? We have to look into it a little bit more. Truthfully, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to say that it's that the pot itself is not a Dover Acher, because the only case, the case by the spit is just a problem. No, the spit is not a problem because the fire is really coming from the outside of the behemah, right? The fire is coming from the outside. There's nothing between the animal and the fire. The only problem is if it was wood, then heat would be conducted inside, right? What's that? If it was metal, then heat would be conducted inside. But if I have a wooden pot, then it's not exposed to the fire. So the pot is going to be heating up and transferring its heat to the How could you call that? How could you call that sliyesh? Right? Forget. I don't know if Tosfos is saying that the liquid itself is going to be a davar acher. The pot is how are you going to have a pot? Pot's going to be a davar acher.
Tosfos doesn't mention the liquid, does he? Rashi talks about the shulchan.
Well, that's what slikator is. Otherwise, there's no question of slikator.
No, but meaning that the heat is passing through something. But he doesn't say that it's similar to a bishul because the fat liquid is like a mayim, right?
He's saying, let's say you hold it's not a bishul. That's what he's saying. He's saying, let's say you hold it's not bishul. Right? You don't get malchus for it's not violating of vashal mavushal. Right? Because you look at it, because you darshan mayim, and it's not mayim. It's not a davar acher. It's not a foreign element added to this to the Pesach. Right? But he's saying it's still not sliyesh. Because it's still ayidei davar acher. So our question is, what is the davar acher? Is it that he's saying the mayim itself is like a davar acher, or is he saying that the pot is going to have to be a davar acher?
What's the mayim?
The mayim that comes out of the basar, I mean the shuman.
That's not, he doesn't rash as much as that.
But there's no question that the shuman floating around there.
Yeah, but all he's saying is that it's
I mean, it's because of the pot? You're saying it's because of the pot. So then Rashi's going to really be hard. How can Rashi say Shari? So you have to say Rashi holds Shari in terms of the Bishul, but it doesn't really mean Shari. Let's have to come back to that. All right, let's go a little further. Let's take the next case. Yeah, sorry. I didn't tell you to do this part. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'll read it then.
I did.
You did it? Good. Rabbanon. Okay, so now you have the old problem. Once you have a pasuk being used one way, in two ways, so each one has to make up for the for how they didn't use the pasuk. So the Rabbanan dash in the Kal Vachomer, so they leave out the drasha of Vashal Mavushal. So what do they do with it? So they learn it, they use it for this braisa. If you did Bishal first, right, and then you did Sli, well, you did Sli first, and then you did Bishol, Yechayev. Go ahead. So you don't need the Pasuk for that part, right? It makes sense if what? If you did Bishol first, and then you did Sli, you're certainly Chayev. Because you did Bishol. Meaning to say, plain shot meaning what? That's what created the edibility of the food. That's what shame is Kavua. Whatever was the machshir of the ochlin is kavua. Once I took a raw piece of meat and I cooked it through bishul, so now it's a mavushal. Do whatever you want with it, but it's not going to change the fact that it was a mavushal, and the isser of mavushal is tofes, right? So what do you need it for? So you need it for this case where you did sli and then bishul. So for some reason, you would say that what? You need it. So that makes sense too, right? No, it's without the pasuk. No, it's without the pasuk, I would just say whichever one was done first, that's koveya, right? You have to learn that without the pasuk first. Without the pasuk, I'd say whichever one is done first is a kavua shame in the chefza. Is this mevushal or is it sli? So I just have to ask one question. What made it edible? Right? That's the process that defines the type of food it is. The process that brought it to Hechsher Ochlin. So without the Pasuk, I would say what? If it was Mevushal from raw, then it's Aser even if I make Tzli out of it. Right? It's no different than if I take a cooked piece of meat and chop it up into little pieces. Who cares? Doesn't make a difference. You can't change the you can't change the qualitative idea of its identity of ochlim once it already has gained it, right? And on the converse, I'd say the other way too, right? If I did sli and then bishul, it's also not a problem because it's sli, right? Go ahead. It's still tzliyesh, so it's just a tzliyesh that I boiled, but what's the difference? What's the difference between that and dipping it in, like dipping it into a sauce? It's still tzliyesh. You can't re-cook it. Right? You can't re-cook it. Can you? You can reheat it. You can't re-cook it. Culinary expert.
You have a unique palate.
Go ahead. One second. So you're going to be chayev malchus al achilaso. Yeah. So why should you be chayev? So the Gemara doesn't understand why should you be chayev, right? Go ahead. So it must be Rabbi Yossi. So this is talking about matzah. If I took matzah pre-Gebruch's days, right? If I took matzah and what? And I dipped it in water, I let it soak in water. Or I cooked it in water. As long as it didn't dissolve, I can use it for matzah. Go ahead, that's Reb Meir. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, I can only be Yotze if it was soaked in water, but not if it was cooked in water, even though it's not Nimuach. Okay, go ahead, Rashi. Rashi, Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds Bishul after Afia is Bishul. So therefore what? I can't be Yotze. Why? Go ahead, Yotzin. So according to Rabbi Yossi, I can be Yotze the matzah that's soaking b'tavshil v'achar afiyoso, right? It's mismasmes. In other words, it becomes like melted a little bit. In other words, it's losing its form. But it's not nimuach legamri, right? V'chein b'mavushal. Oh, so that's Reb Meir. But according to Reb Yossi, lo b'mavushal. Why? Why? I was lechem a minute ago. Go ahead. So that's it. That's Rabbi Yossi. Radical idea. I baked something. It became lechem. And now if I boil it, he's saying it's no longer lechem. It's no longer lechem. So the Gemara, huh?
Even if it has the same tzura.
Even if it has the same tzura. Why? Because lechem has to be baked. And this is considered boiled. No, but why don't you just say I just boiled something I baked? But it's just bread that I boiled. What is he saying? How does it go back mitchila and say no? Now it's like you boiled it. The same thing with the Pesach he wants to say. Even though I made it tzli and originally, by the fact that I boiled it, now it becomes mevushal. How? How is that possible? How is that possible? Right, and the Gemara also seems to think it's only a one-way problem, right? They say bishlama if I had bishul and then I did sli. Because Rabbi Yossi's din doesn't go both ways. He doesn't say if I take a mavushal and I bake it, it undoes the bishul. Correct? He only says if I take a sli and I'm a vashlit, it undoes. So it's not just that he holds you go by the last thing that's done.
Anything
right?
Other than
sli. What's that?
Anything other than sli.
Anything other than sli, what do you mean?
If there's any other classes done to it besides the roasting, it's quite the
But only bishul, really.
If there's a bishul done to it, then it's...
There's a bishul, because just soaking it in water is not going to change it.
That's not a...
Okay, classes. Okay, I'm just saying, your category only contains one thing.
Frying.
Tigun. Well, tegan is one of those questions: is it baking or is it boiling? It's like a middle ground.
We're baking it.
But it's baked already.
I meant the corn pesach.
Oh, you're talking about the corn pesach. Okay, fine. All right, so you want to think about this problem? Bishul achar afia. Mustavert, same achlogos. No, and this is a universal question, right? It's a universal question. It's not just Karban Pesach. It's a question of whether there's a shame bishul after afia.
Isn't that true of like a piece of boiled chicken though?
So that's bishul.
I mean, let's just talk about it.